What up, P Silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit, where comedy can meet any topic that we discuss. I want to go ahead and shout out all my listeners, new and old, and today I have a bonus episode for you guys because I wanted to share a few things with you. This episode will be just me, by the way. It's going solo. It's one of those episodes where I get a little real. And every now and then, I like to get real with you guys. You know what I'm saying? But don't worry, we will still have some fun because, you know, it's me. Can't help it. But you may even be able to connect with what we discussed today or what I'm saying today. And I hope it may even help a few of you. But as always, before we get started, do me a favor and help this podcast grow by giving it a 5-star and written review on whichever platform that you're using. Hook up your Audible boo thing with the opportunity to earn more listeners. That is my dream. That's my goal. Your review does way more than you think. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and download episodes so you can get pro silly with me, even without needing Wi-Fi or data. Okay, let's go ahead and get to this. One, I have decided to share with you about how the podcast is going to change. And well, the posting time frame for the episodes. So as many of you know, for about 3 years, I posted once a week, every Friday, rarely missed a day. Then when I moved back to Atlanta, I ended up getting a full-time job, and it's a very physical job. And I noticed that it was harder for me to keep up with my YouTube content, which was 2 videos a week for the Professionally Silly channel, where we have some visual silly over there, unboxings, vlogs, gaming videos, videos where we can try new things for the first time together, and all kinds of stuff. So I have a lot of fun over there. I also, once a month, I tried to do a video on my Paranormal Blacktivity channel. Now, that's a channel where I literally put my black card on the line and I investigate haunted locations to see if it's actually haunted. Can we really communicate with the spirits that are here? You know, in regards to that, not every location that I visited was haunted, or at least nothing happened while I was there. Some of those videos, was a bust. Nothing happened, you know, so I only post videos on that channel where things actually happen. And I don't see the point in trying to fake a paranormal experience because they happen naturally. I mean, you can have them, you know, and we just happen to go to locations where it's known to happen. And that's what we do. But yeah, there are a lot of YouTube channels out there where they just pretend and they fake it and they put in fake audio or visual effects or something, you know, to make you feel that you're experiencing something really paranormal. And some of them, they let you know, hey, this is for entertainment purposes only, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I like to post videos where things actually happen. So after filming for hours and then reviewing the footage and the audio, which takes way longer than people think, because you have to really pay attention. I'll listen to a 10-second clip about, I don't know, 6 to 10 different times, or either listen to it or watch it to see if I see something in the background. Do I hear something in the distance? Is there something? Is there a whisper? Is there a breath? Is there? You really have to pay close attention to the footage that you're looking at. And we're talking about hours of footage, and I listen to all of that hours of footage about, you know, 6 to 10 different times. It takes a while to go through the evidence of videos like that. So I want to go ahead and point that out to those of you that are really interested in paranormal content, the people creating it, it's a lot of work. Okay. Anyways, after I put a video together and I'm gone through all the footage and all that stuff, finding out that there's nothing in that footage after you spent hours going through it, sometimes even days, it fucking sucks. It sucks. But also, I have to find a new location or return to the same location at a different time. Okay, which is hard to do when you got a full-time job plus other content that you're trying to keep up with. So, you know, my full-time job is kicking my ass, y'all, but I got to do what I got to do because I'm living in a time where we are pretty much working to live instead of living to work. That's where we are right now. And by saying that, I'm saying that society at this point, as with this new generation, Generation Z or whatever, at this point, they are those who have jobs, like normal, regular jobs, whatever you consider that to be, you know, customer service jobs, that kind of stuff. They're doing it so they can support a dream that they have, so they can one day do the thing that they love and want to do and be able to take care of themselves financially and all that good stuff, so they can do the dream. You know, that's the dream right there, to do what you love as your job. Because if you're doing what you love and you're being paid for it, it doesn't really feel like a job. It feels like, oh, I'm getting paid to do this. This is great. You know, so that's pretty much where we're living right now. I am working to live. So anyways, when I get off work after working an 8-hour shift from 5 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., which means I get up around 3 a.m. to get ready for work to make sure I'm there on time. And when I get off work from my day job, I get directly to work on my content, whether it's for my podcast or my YouTube channels. Then I go to bed, rinse and repeat. You know, I do this. It's been like this for like the last 9 months, and I don't really go out much, but not as much as I used to, for sure. But which kind of sucks, because my love life is trash, and I haven't been on a real date in like a century. My God. So anyways, I tried to make a few changes, and I ended up making these podcast episodes once every other week, you know, this summer, and thinking that that would help me out. And I changed the format of the show as well. And I don't have to do like a super deep dive research into the things that I'm discussing with this new format, which I'm still able to give like an amazing show, a fun show. And if you've been listening to the show, to this podcast for a while, then you've grown with me, and you know that my topics and format have definitely changed. And these changes have helped me out a lot as well. And we're still able to have some fun, you know. Now, I still haven't been on a date, not that anyone has asked, but but I was able to get a little bit more rest, you know, making these podcasts every other week instead. And not once, I'm saying this right now, not once has ending the show, the podcast, been a thought in my head. And just to be clear, it still isn't. Okay. And I know this podcast is not the number one podcast on the charts, or maybe not even number 900, but there are people who are aware that this podcast exists and really enjoy it. And I've been told by a lot of my listeners here and on my YouTube channels and my TikToks and all that stuff, my viewers, my subscribers, all that stuff, that my content, it's not only entertaining, but it plays a major role in changing the course of their day. And there are a lot of people going through it, y'all, in this world. Like, there's so much going on, you know, like constantly. And so many people are affected by everything that's going on. And I love being able to bring a smile or a positive thought to someone, even in a fleeting moment. You know, my podcasts are like, what, between 25 minutes to an hour long. And during that time, you're not thinking about all that bullshit, you know, that's going on in your life. Or when you're watching my videos, they're usually between 7 to 20 minutes long, depending on what the topic is. And during that time frame, you're able to just enjoy something silly, something professionally silly. And I really do enjoy being able to give, or maybe not to give, that sounds kind of entitled, but to bring a fun moment during all that time. Now, I mean, I don't know if that energy and those good vibes are lasting once the video or the podcast has ended. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But during that time, you're able to just kind of escape and just enjoy that particular moment. And that's beautiful when you think about it. And then there are the times where I share content that exposes me in a human way, meaning I don't pretend that I'm happy all the time and that there's nothing that ever goes wrong in life for me, because everything is wonderful and butterflies and rainbows all the time, pots of gold at the end of all the rainbows. No, that's not life. As we know, there are millions of creators that do that, that they pretend that everything is okay all the time. You know, and that sounds awesome. It also sounds exhausting. And fortunately, or maybe even unfortunately, I am not able to be that way. I like to use my platform, no matter how small my platforms are, to not only share my good experiences, my new experiences, but I want to share my bad ones too, because what that does is it helps other people who are going through something similar know that they are not alone. There's like an immense comfort in knowing that. And it's like an emotional and mental warm hug. Like, I'm not alone. All right. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when we're going through stuff, we tend to forget that there are others going through the same thing or maybe even worse. And that's fine, because that their problems aren't your problems. I'm not saying that your problems don't matter as much as someone else's or whatnot. What I'm saying is, for me at least, there is a comfort in knowing that someone else is going through something similar. And especially if they're sharing that in the moment as it's happening, and then they're sharing what happened after it, once they got through it. Knowing that you're able to get through it is great. If you have the mental capacity to understand that this feeling, it won't last forever. Sometimes it comes in waves. Sometimes it just goes away. Sometimes you work through it, you learn through it. You know what I mean? I feel like there's comfort in knowing that someone else out there is feeling it too. I've never been diagnosed with depression because I've never reached out to a professional for help. For one thing, I could not afford it, and I didn't have health insurance for that for a lot of my life. And also, if I'm being honest with you, it feels like it's been recent within the last 10 years that health insurance even covers mental health. You know, a lot of jobs don't even include that in their health insurance. You got to go out and get that for yourself or whatever. Anyways, I do know what depression feels like because I've been through it. And I'm still going through it. And I will eventually reach out to a professional for some help soon. It is just it's a scary step forward, but it's also a necessary step for me. And I'm pro, you know, mental therapy and all that good stuff. I'm pro all of that. You know, so I say all of this to let you know that you, once again, are not alone. And sometimes my content, whether it's positive or quote unquote real, can be more helpful to others than I realized, you know? And it took those few people in reaching out to me and telling me that I was able to help them with something or take their mind off something. And I want them to know in turn that they have helped me too. Just knowing that I'm able to do something like that for anyone out there makes me feel amazing. It brings a smile to my face, and I love that. And that alone is reason enough for me to keep going, is what I'm trying to say. So I kind of went off on a tangent there, my bad. So let me say this before I go off on another one. I decided to change the posting timeframes of this podcast once again, of the podcast episodes. What we will be doing starting the week after next, like so September 23rd of this year, I will be recording longer podcasts and breaking them up into two or three parts, depending how long they are. And when I do that, that will actually allow me to post a podcast episode two Fridays in a row, maybe three, depending on how many parts I make for that particular episode. But post those podcasts in a row and then be able to take the week off. So starting the 23rd, part one of a podcast episode will be posted. Then the following week, part two will be posted. And then I will take a week off and then we rinse and repeat once again. So there may even also be a few bonus episodes in between, like this one here and there. Some of them will be like this, or some of them will be silly. I don't know. But this will allow me a little time for myself. But at the same time, make sure I'm able to bring those happy and random and silly moments to the four of you that are listening right now. So So those will be the changes happening for this podcast. And I am so grateful for you guys tuning in every week. It means the world to me. And I'm aware that there's more than four of you listening. There's at least 12, so be quiet. I'm hoping that you guys will do me the favor and help me catch a few dreams I am chasing by leaving a review of this podcast on the platforms that you're using to listen. There are millions of podcasts out there. And so my small podcast, is just a blip on the map. And if it's even on the map at all, but leaving 5 stars and a written review makes my podcast just a little more noticeable on those platforms. And I would love to expand my listening fam. I would love that. And there's a reason why the phrase "the more the merrier" is a thing. I would love and appreciate it if you guys would share this podcast with your family, friends, coworkers, whoever. Okay, so this is where we get a little real. I mean, I was already real before, but now I'm real, real. Yo, why do Black folk do that? Like when they really mean something, they repeat themselves. Oh, you mad? Nah, bro, I'm mad, mad. Oh, you mad, mad? Yo, how you doing, man? I'm good, good, bro. You know, why don't we do that? I don't know. Anyways, so my dream is to be able to create content full time, be able to do something that brings not only me, but those listening and watching some joy, being able to pay my bills and live comfortably, meaning I don't have to live paycheck to paycheck, you know, and doing something that I love, that I don't even consider to be a job, and being paid to do that, that right there, that is my goal. That's my dream. Okay. And I honestly, I cannot do that without you. I am a Black lesbian, Black female lesbian. I don't know. Why the female in there, clearly. Okay. But a lot of the things that I create, believe it or not, are kind of shadow banned, meaning in order for you to find me, you have to physically type it in, you know, into that platform that you're using. I'm not suggested to people. You know, when you're watching YouTube videos and you see like on the side there, oh, if you like this and you'll enjoy this, or blah, blah, or your For You page on TikTok, or the things that your timeline on your Twitter or your timeline or even your Facebook or your Instagram, my shit's not there. Okay. And it's crazy because on TikTok, I got like what, 80 million. Wow. I wish 80,000. Why did I say 80 million? 80,000 followers on TikTok. And I'm rarely on a For You page, very rarely there. And a lot of creators of color are experiencing that on so many platforms. I was looking at my YouTube analytics the other day, and I noticed that, yes, I do have 10,000 subscribers on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. However, my view count is nowhere near that amount. Not only have I noticed that, I have also noticed that my views have dropped exponentially in the last year. And the views before that happened weren't that great either, you know, but they were better. And my normal view count, I would say, would be about 300, which, like, I, you know, let's be honest, is not that great when you have 10,000 subscribers. People who are actually clicking the thumbs up button was about, I would say, a fifth of that, which is about 60. So my views have gone down about 60%. The only time my view counts have been above 300 is during Black History Month and Pride Month. And there is something, there's something like, come on, there's something about that. And this is something that a lot of creators of color, like I said before, have been noticing on not just YouTube platforms, but also TikTok, Instagram Reels, and more. And they are making videos discussing this. You know, you can search it. Is YouTube racist? You know what I'm saying? Is TikTok racist? You will see a lot of creators of color saying, yo, why is my shit being shadow banned? Why is my content not reaching people? Why is my view count suddenly disappearing? What's going on here? And let's be honest, the higher ups in these platforms, in these companies, you know, they're probably white. You know, it's a little bit of bias there. You know, it's very frustrating. Now, small creators already aren't really on the algorithm of these apps. But when you add on that they are also smaller creators, people of color, and or a part of the LGBTQ plus community, just like in the real world, quote unquote, real world, we have to work 10 times as hard just to get halfway there. And it's exhausting. And a lot of us burn out. And some of us are lucky enough to break through. Unfortunately, I am not among that list, but I say this to say, when a creator is asking you to leave a review or to click a thumbs up button or to share their content, they are chasing a dream that you can help them catch for free. And doing, like when I say that, doing these things, they cost absolutely nothing. And it's the best way to support your favorite creators. I am very proud of the years that I have put into my content, of the growth that I've experienced in doing so. I've been on YouTube for like 10 years. 10 years, maybe even more. Shit, when did I start? Like 2008, but I didn't like take it seriously consistently until like, I want to say like 2013, that's 2014, one of those years. That was when I met Amber's Closet and I was inspired by her. And that's when I started taking it more seriously. But 10 years, okay? And I've had a podcast for about 3 years and I'm still considered a small creator. And I plan to continue the fight to grow and experience the journey that the fight includes, but it's exhausting. I'm tired, you know, I want to inspire. I want to learn. I want to share. I want to live. And most importantly, I want to be happy. And while being happy, I want to share those good and bad moments with all of you. It's my therapy, in a way. It's my dream. It's my calling. And I honestly cannot do it without the kindness of others taking their time to review 5 stars, to write something nice, to share something, to click the thumbs up button, to subscribe, whatever it is that I'm asking of you during the videos or here on the pod. You have no idea how someone clicking the heart button on your TikTok video or leaving a comment below on your YouTube videos, you have no idea how inspiring it is to continue to keep trying. That is inspiration. That is validation for a creator. And you are seeing people share, when you're seeing people sharing your content, or leaving reviews or clicking that thumbs up, it validates that we're doing something good and people really like the things that we are creating, something that we have taken from our brain and turned it into something you can see, into something you can hear, into something you can experience. It takes a lot. It's so much more work than people really consider. And that type of validation to a creator is like a standing ovation to a live stand-up comedian or a musical artist in a concert. The simple click of a button is literally our standing ovation. The crazy thing is that I've noticed a lot of people who have like known me for like 20 plus years who do not watch my YouTube channels or listen to my podcast or anything. The amount of support that I could have versus the amount of support that I actually have sometimes shakes my entire foundation. And I have a lot of friends who are doing way better than me, and they're doing the same exact thing that I'm doing, meaning they are content creators or something along those lines. And I noticed that a lot of their close family and friends do not or did not, or maybe both, fully support what they're doing until they actually, quote unquote, made it. And the moment they made it, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see me. I should start filming these, okay? The moment they, quote unquote, made it, people who they haven't spoken to since, I don't know, maybe high school or whatever, maybe earlier, all of a sudden come out of the woodwork to show support. And if we're being honest, it's kind of like a human thing, unfortunately, especially this day and age, nobody's there for you until you're on the top. Well, I'll say quote unquote on top. And that may be because they think they can get something out of you now that you're on top. Oh, you can give me free tickets to this, or, oh, can you introduce me to this guy? Or maybe you can help me with my content, with what I'm doing. And then it becomes, what can you do for me now that you made it, even though I wasn't a part of any moment of your journey trying to make it? You know what I'm saying? That's what it feels like. For example, okay, I was listening to this podcast. It's called In the Moment, and it's M-O-E for Mo, because the main host of that show, his name is Mo. Okay, Mo Mitch. Anyways, I don't remember which podcast episode it was, but I remember he was talking about something similar to what I just said. And he used an experience that he personally had. And okay, so Mo Mitch is a stand-up comedian. He's a rap artist, a podcaster, and one of the radio personalities of the morning show and podcast, The Bird Show. Okay, he has no idea who I am, but he is definitely a huge inspiration to me. He's reached a lot of people, me included. And I've learned so much listening to his podcast, In the Moment, by the way, which I think a lot of you should take a listen to. Anyways, he said that a lot of his friends and family didn't come see his comedy shows when he first started. The man is a natural comedic genius, and he has literally never done the same joke twice since the day he started doing stand-up. And if you are a fan of comedians and you go to a lot of shows and stuff, and you've seen them at different venues and whatever, then you know a lot of them will tour and tell the same exact jokes to a different audience in different locations. Mo doesn't do that. It's new everywhere he goes. And he's able to do new jokes and tell new stories every single time he goes on stage. As a comedian myself, I get it. And that is impressive as fuck. That is dope. But the moment he was able to sell out comedy clubs, and the moment that he was on The Bert Show in Atlanta, which is literally the number one morning radio show in the country, all of a sudden, those people who told him he couldn't succeed his dreams, you know, because he was the only black guy on an all-white cast show. He's not going to make it. He's not, you know what I'm saying? All those people who never supported him, never came to a show because they didn't want to pay $10 for entry or however much the cover was, almost everyone expected him to put them on. You know, put me on a list so I can get in for free. If he couldn't get them on a list or whatever, or if he didn't, or he just didn't want to do that, they wouldn't show up. They would expect him to let them know personally when a show was, and to hook them up with whatever they want, whatever's the case, like a discounted ticket or a free entry or whatever, buy me a drink, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And he would say to them, well, damn, does Beyonce give you a call before her shows? Does she put you on a list? Does she give out free tickets to shows and shit? And if you're unaware of the answer to those questions, it's no. She doesn't do that. People go out of their way to follow Beyonce and all these celebrities on their social medias and stuff so they can find out exactly when that next show is, when the next appearance is, when that next song comes out, when that album drops. These are the same people who will not do the same for people they actually know and love. They are willing to give Beyonce, who is probably a fucking billionaire at this point, all of their money and not pay a $5 cover charge to a comedy club where their family member or friend is performing. What the fuck is that? I'm curious. Alexa, what is Beyonce's net worth?
Beyonce is worth an estimated $500 million.
$500 million is the same to me as a billionaire. So I know that math isn't mathing, but I honestly thought she was worth more than that. I really did. Oh crap. Okay. So that's crazy to me. Okay. Now there are a lot of people who do that, and you might be one of those people, or you might know someone who is like that. But I'm telling you, if you have a family member who has a dream and they're telling you about it and they're excited about it and they know for a fact, check it out. And if they suck, then I get why you ain't paying that $5. I get it. But if for some reason they improve and they get bigger and better and you expect them to put you on a list or to give you a discounted ticket when you just gave up on them, that's kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And these are the same people who expect a family discount for whatever your business may be. Maybe you're making t-shirts, or maybe you're doing hair, or maybe you're whatever. But we're willing to spend hundreds of dollars on an iPhone that they don't fucking need, because let's be honest, them updates, they change like one thing, maybe half of one thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, your screen's going to be a millimeter inch smaller than the last one. The fuck? You know, it's crazy. Maybe they're willing to pay for the next new Jordans that they don't fucking need. But I'm not willing to watch your YouTube videos or listen to your podcast or share your content with others for free. But the moment you make it and you are, quote unquote, somebody, they expect you to go out of your way to do them a fucking favor. And a lot of us content creators barely get the support of the people who actually know us. So when complete strangers reach out to you and tell you how much they enjoyed your content, or they share it with their friends and family, and how much you've done this or that for them, leave positive reviews of your work, subscribe, click the thumbs up button, all of that. That is everything. That is everything. Now, for me personally, my mom and my dad and my cousin Chris, they support me 100%. My dad even sends me emails for video ideas for my YouTube channel. My mom watches my channel. I don't know if they listen to the podcast or not, but whatever. They support me. They're here. They film with me. They record with me. They don't interrupt me when I'm trying to work. They respect what I'm doing. They give me ideas, advice, all kinds of stuff. And that is beautiful, and I love it. But I have a lot of people in my life who don't give a shit, who've never seen it, didn't ask a question about it, never listened to it. They just, yeah, you know, I'm a blip. You know what I'm saying? And if I should make it, I guarantee all those people are going to be like, yo, that's crazy. Yo, you was on the Sherry Shepherd show, bro. Yo, can you tell Sherry? No, bitch, I can't. Where was you when I needed, you know what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, if all of those people who are not showing me that support decide to magically show me that support and click the like button and leave a nice review. And I'm saying, if you enjoy my content, I'm not saying if my shit is trash that I want you to lie, you know, but you also don't have to go out of your way to make a negative comment. Just don't say shit. Okay. But if you give my shit a shot and you actually enjoy it, and I hate to put the word actually in there, it's like I'm insulting myself, but if you do enjoy what I'm doing, to leave a 5-star review and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or my YouTube channel, leave a comment, click that thumbs up button, subscribe, share my shit. You know what I'm saying? If and only if you enjoy it. Now that is everything. When strangers do it, so when your family does it, you know they fuck with you. They believe in you for real. And having that belief inside of you, having that belief around you, coming at you on all angles, strangers, family, friends, coworkers, it's dope. And it makes you want to keep going. It feels amazing and it's helpful. Now, I'm not saying I'm ever going to be doing as creatively well as Mo is. He's very successful for what he's doing, and it's amazing what he's doing. I'm in awe of him. Meaning he's able to do the things that I'm doing as his full-time job. That's what I mean as like creatively well off. Now, I may never reach that high up on the totem pole, but I damn sure am not going to get any closer to it without the love and support from you. And let me say this. Let me say this first and foremost so that there is no confusion here. Mo Mitch, okay, is a hardworking motherfucker and deserves whatever his career takes him. The man is a goat. He's the goat in like 3 different genres of entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Podcasting, rapping, at radio. Like, homie is killing it. And I hope that one day I'll get the opportunity to buy this man a drink, thank him for his inspiration, and give him his flowers to his face in person while he is still on this earth. Shout out to Mo Mitch and also to Katie, who is also, she's a co-host on the In The Moment podcast. She's a producer of The Burt Show. She is a foodie. She is dope. And she has also inspired me as well. You know, as a Black female with the same orientation as me, she is doing the damn thing and is inspiring way more people than she actually may be aware of. She's using her voice and experiences, and she's changing lives as well. And I cherish both of them, and I give them their flowers. They will probably never hear this, but you know, it still needed to be said. Also, shout out to Jess Romeo. He is the third co-host of In the Moment podcast. I don't relate to him as much because he's so much younger than I am and also not a Black female lesbian, but I do admire his strive to greatness. I do admire his ambition. He is he's El Salvadorian. I think he's like 25, 26, something like that. And he is he's DACA. He's part of DACA. And he is making his family proud. He is funny as shit, if I'm being honest with you, but he's an inspiration to the Latin community and many others as well. And he too is reaching more people than he actually is aware of. He has shared that he has super high anxiety about pretty much everything, but but he is sharing his experiences, and many of those who can relate to that or to anything that either of them are saying, or hell, what I'm saying, I feel like I'm part of the crew. They just don't know it. They just don't know who I am. That's fine. But all of them and all content creators have the ability to use their platform to share their moments, to share their experiences, to share the things that they learned along the way while it's fucking happening. It takes a lot of confidence and I will also say self-worth, maybe even, to do something like that publicly every day or every week or every whatever. It takes immense courage and strength to be able to do that. So shout out also to all the content creators out there, no matter what the fuck you're doing, if you're a podcaster, YouTuber, TikToker, vlogger, chef, whatever you're doing, whatever you're sharing with the masses, you're amazing, because what you're doing is not something that everyone can fucking do. It's not. They all want to, but you can tell that it's not really for them when the consistency isn't there, when the growth isn't there, when the want, when that's not there, it's not for you. you gotta keep it up. You gotta keep chasing that dream. And when you fail, get the fuck back up and make yourself another video or whatever it is that you're doing. You know? So to all of you listening out there, make sure you're giving your flowers to the people that you love in your life right now. Don't wait until they're no longer with us or no longer doing what they did to show your support and your love for them. And stop expecting family and friend discounts from people in your life who are chasing a dream or creating a business. If you're willing to drop hundreds of dollars for a Chris Brown concert, which, by the way, I heard the homeboy was charging $1,000 for a picture and 10 minutes of his time. Some of you dumb bitches would pay for that shit. But if you're willing to pay for that shit, then, or even willing to drop $12 for a hot dog at a sporting event, which we all know was completely overpriced, pay that friend or family member the price that is listed for whatever their service is. That's how you show your support. If they offer you the discount, don't be a fool, accept it. But also don't be a fool and expect it. Nicki Minaj said in her song Pills and Potions, which is real as fuck, I love that song, people will love you and support you when it's beneficial. She also said, niggas be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. And that's true as fuck. I've always loved the lyrics to that song and found the relevance in today's message. And I certainly hope that I was able to shed a light on a few things to those of you listening to this episode today. And I hope that you enjoyed it. Oh, and this is unfiltered. I'm not editing this shit, so hopefully it's all right. So if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's give people their flowers right now while you can. None of us are going to be here forever. Give people their flowers. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's your friend, your family, your coworker, maybe it's just something as simple as clicking the like button for a content creator. You have no idea what their lives are actually like or how much of an effect doing something as simple as clicking a button can do for a content creator. Give people their flowers. Professionally Silly Life Rules. Shout out to Mo Mitch, Katie, and Romeo from the In The Moment podcast for reaching 1 million listens on your pod. You guys deserve it. I'm saying you guys like they're going to hear this. what they are doing is amazing and inspiring and hilarious. And I'm so glad that I came across that podcast. I hope, one, to experience that type of successful happiness here for this podcast one day, fingers crossed, who knows. So shout out to them. I want to thank you guys for listening. I am so glad that you're here with me, because like they always say in every podcast ever, you could be anywhere with me, but you're here right now. You know, wait, no, that's all wrong, but you know what I'm trying to say. Again, not editing this. If you're here with, no, let's keep it moving. Subscribe to this podcast. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. That's what I was trying to say. Holy shit. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using so you'll be notified when a new episode is posted. Also, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star and written review of this podcast on whichever platform that you're listening on. Check it out on Check out the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, and of course, our Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. If you have any drama or stories you want to share, maybe you want a second date update, I don't know. Maybe you want to do a War of the Roses kind of thing. We'll figure it out. I am willing to try a lot of new, interesting things that I would love, love, love for you, my listeners, to be a part of. So if you have any stories, or maybe you need some advice, or you want an opinion on something, were you the asshole in a certain situation? Let me know. You know, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Send them in. Now, mind you, these segments won't be every episode because there's so many other things that I would really love to touch on, but I would love to have a conversation with you on those subjects as well. So if you're interested in being a part of a podcast episode as a listener, but being a co-host for an episode, also let me know. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Email us down below in the show notes. Copy and paste that bad boy and send me a message and let me know. You can also hit me up on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. You can text that number as well. Leave me a message and let me know what you want to do if you want to do it. I would love that. Once again, thank you guys for listening. I'm glad that you're here. And if this is your first time listening, come back and join in on the silly. Okay, because I do a lot more than go on inspirational rants. we do a little bit more than that. But today is a bonus episode. I had some things I need to get off my chest. And I figured there are a lot of people who may be able to take something from that. So I thought I'd share it with you. Check out the show notes for more bonus information, like my social media stuff. I've included my link tree, which has the links to all of my most used social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, my YouTube channels, and more, all in one spot. And for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending me things that you want me to try, let me know, because my P.O. Box is down there too. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Whatever is sent will be opened on my YouTube channel, the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. That is where I will go ahead and unbox that so you can see my reaction to it and all that good stuff. So all that stuff can be done on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. Once again, I'm your Audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can, and come take it seriously with me right here on the Professionally Silly podcast. All right, until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and some of them just really love to spread their ignorance.